Good morning, good morning, good morning. Buenos dias. Welcome to Life Together, to worship, to this space and time at Calvary Baptist Church, for gathering with us on this virtual Sunday, whether that's joining us on Facebook Live or connecting us with us here in our Zoom room. We are grateful to be gathered. We are grateful to be together. We are grateful to be celebrating spring forward and a little bit of snow, which we were just talking about. Ironic to say the least. We know that we continue to hold so much together individually, interpersonally, collectively. There is much we are grieving. There's much we're worried about. There's much that we're holding. There's much that we are taking in and releasing together. So it is good to pause, to make the transition from getting to this space to being in this space together. So welcome. This morning, we are continuing our Lenten series on the Liturgy of the Hours, which are the daily prayers that monastic and contemplative communities around the world make each day at different times of the day. And we're on to the second part of the day, the sunrise lauds, the moment in the day where you just full on celebrate and take in the glory of the beginning of the day. It's like a drop of Easter in Lent. So we find ourselves in Lent pouring just a drop of Easter on it. And we begin by welcoming the sunrise, welcoming the light, and continuing to walk, to march. Caminamos en la luz de Dios, in the light of God. Let's sing one that we know well together.
Si ahambakukan y encuentro, si ahambakukan y encuentro, si ahambakukan y encuentro, si ahambakukan y encuentro, si ahamba, hamba, si ahamba, oh, si ahambakukan y encuentro, si ahamba, hamba, si ahamba, oh, si ahambakukan y encuentro. We are marching in the light of God. 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 We are marching, marching, we are marching. Oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching, marching, we are marching, oh, we are marching in the light of God. Caminamos en la luz de Dios, caminamos en la luz de Dios. Caminamos en la luz de Dios, caminamos en la luz de Dios. Caminamos, vamos, caminamos, oh, caminamos en la luz de Dios. Caminamos, vamos, caminamos, oh, caminamos en la luz de Dios.
This morning, we begin with our call to worship. I think you're good. It's
coming. We're waiting. Don't worry.
Absolutely. Of course.
As night turns to day and back to night. Sorry. One second. As night turns to day and back to night, we ask you for your spirit to continually guide us.
Noche y día pedimos que tu espíritu nos guíe en el camino.
Sorry, guys. Just had a computer glitch. As night turns to day and back to night, we ask for your spirit to continually guide us.
Noche y día pedimos que tu espíritu nos guíe en el camino.
During this season of Lent, may we open our hearts to your love.
En esta cuaresma, abrimos nuestros corazones a tu amor.
And as the hours and days of our lives continue, give us wisdom and joy for the journey.
Y cada día, paso a paso, danos sabiduría y alegría en el sendero.
Now we pass the peace of Christ together with one another. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
La paz del Señor sea contigo.
Y contigo también.
Let's pass the peace, friends.
Make us one more.
Good morning. Offer a moment for each of you to take the second that you need to set your tables. That means preparing both your spirits and your bodies for communion, for the gift of gathering around shared meal. Just as Jesus did with his disciples, and just as early church movements asking big questions about systems of domination and power and greed, they were asking questions about how to redistribute, how to live together equitably and more imaginatively and soulfully, where people's needs were met. So when we gather around this table, when we eat bread, when we drink from the cup, we are also practicing the act of equality, the act of redistribution, reminding one another and ourselves that there's more than enough at the table, that the table is wide and far, and that we are called to eat together and equitably. So we have bread, we have the cup. Whatever version of bread and cup you have is more than enough, beloved. Whatever version of bread and cup each of us brings is more than enough. So this morning, as we celebrate, as we laud, as we dapple just a little bit of Easter in Lent, may we eat together joyfully today. Jesus took the bread, and he broke it, and he said, this is my body. This is me given to you. Give yourselves to each other, and there'll be more than enough. Mm-hmm. And Jesus then took the cup, and he said, this represents a new covenant. A covenant means making relationship right with one another. When you drink of this, remember, you have more than enough as community to do this well together. So we ask that God bless this bread and this cup and bless the eating of it this morning. May we eat together joyfully. Sally, the bread and the cup, where there is more than enough.
Mary, the bread and the cup. And there's more than enough.
Thanks be to God. Friends, the world often does not set tables this way. It does not remind us that there's more than enough. It points to scarcity, to loss, to competition, to power, to domination. It comes up with many, many ways to make us believe that there's not enough, that there never will be enough. So this is an act of resistance, of reimagination on our part, to keep saying to ourselves and to each other that there is an abundance in this world and among one another, especially when we share it. Mm. So the second way that we do that, another way we express that practice, is through our giving, the giving of our finances, our time, our energy, our stories. This is the moment in the service where we pause to do that. So we invite you to give to this community, to Calvary, in any way that you're able, so that we can do this beautiful work together. You can go to calvarydc.org/give, and it's a simple process from there. We give thanks for the ways you have continued to be faithful, to give and to believe that there is more than enough. So now we take a moment to lift up all that we're holding as a community with our prayers of the people.
Dear Lord, our Father and Mother, and sustenance spirit, we hold so much in our hearts today that it is hard to know how to put it into words. We hold the horrors of war, which we were not ready to view and to think about. We hold continuing challenges in our community and efforts that we are undertaking to address those together. We hold challenges as individuals. But we know that in this community and in the love that we feel and the love that comes to us from a sense greater than ourselves, that we have resources. We pray for each other as we journey together, and we pray for our life as a church. Amen.
In the secret, in the quiet place, in the stillness, you are there. silencio, en tranquilidad. Tu amor está aquí. En silencio, en la hora de esperar, abierto a ti, aquí esperaré.
Una lectura del Salmo 95. A reading from Psalm 95. Venid, cantémosle con júbilo a la roca que nos nació. Gritemos a la roca de nuestra salvación. Acerquémonos a su presencia con acción de gracias. Con cantos de alabanza aclamemos a ella. Porque Dios eterno es grande y una gran majestad sobre todos los dioses. Porque en su mano están las profundidades de la tierra. Las alturas de los montes son también de ella, porque suyo es el mar, porque ella lo hizo, y la tierra seca que sus manos labraron. Venid, adoremos e inclinémonos, arrodillémonos ante Dios eterno, nuestro Creador, porque ella es nuestro Dios, y nosotros somos el pueblo de su prado, y las ovejas de su mano, si tan solo escuchara su voz hoy. Come, let us sing joyfully to the rock who birthed us. Let us shout to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into her presence with thanksgiving. With songs of praise, let us shout to her. For the ever-living God is a great God and a great majesty above all gods. For in her hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are all her also. For hers is the sea, for she made it, and the dry land which her hands have crafted. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the ageless God, our Maker. For she is our God, and we are the people of her pasture and the sheep of her hand. If only you would listen to her voice today.
Morning has singing, praise.
Special thanks to Jeremiah, Madison, Zach, and Rhea for the recordings that they've done for our Lenten worship. We give thanks and are glad for the ways they usher us into worship every week. I thank you, God, for most this amazing day, for the leaping greenly spirits of trees and a blue true dream of sky, and for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. I who have died am alive again today, and this is the sun's birthday. This is the birthday of life and of love and of wings and of the gay, great, happening, illimitably earth. How should tasting, touching, hearing, seeing, breathing, any lifted from the know of all nothing human being doubt unimaginable you? Now the ears of my eyes awake, and now the eyes of my eyes are opened. The poet E.E. Cummings penned these words, and they beautifully capture the spirit of our next stop in the liturgy of the hours, Lauds. These are the joyful prayers offered at sunrise. They are filled with the spirit of thanksgiving, awakening, and resurrection. As Maria shared last week, the rhythm of daily prayers and contemplative and of the contemplative and monastic communities around the world, they mirror the ebb and flow of life. Vigils take place in the wee hours of the morning. Lauds are at sunrise. The little hours at midday, as weariness sets in. Vespers as work ends and the sun sets. And compline at bedtime, that prepare us for the quiet mystery of the night. Much wisdom resides in the rhythm of these daily prayers. Perhaps not surprisingly, the practice of fixed hour prayers predates Christianity. Author Phyllis Tickle writes, "By the beginning of the Common Era, Judaism and its inheritance were scattered across the Roman Empire, an empire whose efficiency and commerce depended in no small part upon the orderly and organized conduct of each business day. In the cities of empire, the forum bell rang at the beginning of the day at 6 o'clock each morning, noted the day's progress by striking again at 9, sounded the lunch break at noon, called citizens back to work at 3 o'clock, and closed the day's markets again by sounding at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Every part of daily life within Roman culture eventually came, to some greater or lesser extent, to be ordered by the ringing of the forum bells, including Jewish prayer and by natural extension, Christian prayer as well. In many ways, then, the practice of daily prayers or the liturgy of the hours is an act of resistance to empire. Amidst the empire's focus on work and productivity, the daily prayers draw adherents' attention to God. Many weeks ago, as we were dividing up the series, I was really excited that Lauds fell on my preaching week because I love the quiet of the morning light. It's the time of day in my own body's rhythm that I feel most naturally drawn to prayer. But this has felt like a strange week to focus on Lauds. If Lauds were a season, for example, it would be springtime, and let's just say that has been a finicky journey this week. We started last weekend with winter on Friday, late spring on Saturday, early summer on Sunday, back to winter, then spring again, and now winter with 1 to 3 inches to boot. Some of us may wake up each new day ready to sing songs of thanksgiving and celebrate the morning. I imagine, however, that all of us have some days when we're not that thrilled to celebrate the dawning of the new day. We'd like a little more sleep, especially when we lost an hour in the middle of the night. We'd like to awaken to better news about the world. Meanwhile, war persists. The truth is, some mornings are just plain hard. Perhaps anxieties have caught up with us in the night, where we've greeted the new day amidst grief, pain, or illness. It is into the reality of all of this that morning prayers, that lauds, reside. We offer our thanks for the morning, for the ways we have been sustained through the night when we laid down our defenses, for the gift of the chance to begin again, for a moment to start the day reminding ourselves God's got the whole world in her hands, the depths of the earth and the heights of the mountains, the sea and the dry land, as the psalmist declares. Lauds are an important part of each day's liturgy and rhythm, regardless of how we arrive at the dawn. Thankfully, we have the Psalms to guide us. They are the central text for all of the daily prayers. I hope that you'll pay special attention to Will Gaffney's translations that we're using each week. She writes, "Because so many readers pray the Psalms devotionally, I wanted to offer an opportunity to hear those compositions speaking to, by, and about women and girls primarily, and to encounter God in explicitly feminine language so that readers of all genders will have the experience to praying to God in the feminine gender." Pay special attention also to the descriptive names she uses for God. Instead of using Lord as a placeholder for God, for the name which could not be said aloud, Gaffney uses over 120 different descriptive names. Lord, she writes, is a common male slaveholding title, so she chooses to translate the title for God in a variety of ways to limit repetition and facilitate theological imagination. The resulting translations are moving and powerful, and I hope that you might hang on to them for your prayers throughout the week. Our text today, Psalm 95, is a beautiful psalm of praise that includes the whole of creation. It captures the spirit of lauds and will usher us into praise and wonder regardless of what we bring to the morning light. Come, let us sing joyfully to the rock who birthed us. Let us shout to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into her presence with thanksgiving, with songs of praise. Let us shout to her. For the ever-living God is a great God and a great majesty above all gods. For in her hands are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains also are hers. For hers is the sea, for she made it, and the dry land, which her hands have crafted. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the ageless God, our maker, for she is our God, and we are the people of her pasture and the sheep of her hands. If only you would listen to her voice today. When we don't know what words to pray, we can turn to the psalm and let them be our words of prayer. The good news about lauds and morning prayers is that we get to begin again and again and again. Macrina Whitaker calls it the hour of joy.
a little resurrection. I find that image particularly hopeful amidst these Lenten days. We experience a little resurrection each and every morning. If we tune into the dawn and the rhythm of Lauds, we'll prepare our hearts, minds, bodies, and spirits for the resurrection we'll celebrate together on Easter morning. Wiedeker writes, "Morning is a call to our own resurrection. And so we reflect on what needs to rise in us. On some days, we may need to awaken to joy, or perhaps we need to pray that a positive attitude for our work will be resurrected. Sometimes it's compassion for a particular person. If you prayerfully look into your heart, you will probably know what kind of resurrection needs to take place to honor the awakening hour. What is essential to an awakened heart? A heart is a heart aligned with the joy or the sorrow of the moment. A heart aligned with the joy or the sorrow of the moment. That can feel like a tall task, especially when we look at the news each morning and continue to see the images of the devastation and destruction of war. But Lauds are still a time each day to rekindle our hearts. They're not just a time to see the light rising in the east, but they are also a time to rekindle the spark of light within us, to behold the face of God in everyone and in everything." The Sufi poet Hafiz writes, "In the morning, when I begin to wake, it happened again, that feeling that you, beloved, had stood over me all night long, keeping watch. That feeling that as soon as I began to wake, you put your lips to my forehead and lit a holy lamp inside my heart." Beloved, as we go this week, as we rise each day, let us offer our thanksgiving and praise. Let us practice resurrection. Let's align our hearts with the joy and the sorrow of the moment. And let us walk each day in the love of the rock who birthed us.
Beloved, as we go, first, we want to invite you, if you're watching on Facebook Live, to connect with us here in our Zoom room as we continue some beautiful conversation together about weeks and months ahead, about calendar rhythms, about community things, as well as connecting you to the opportunity to participate in the work of justice and love here in this city as we connect with the good work of the Washington Interfaith Network and a public action that they are having on March 20th, which is coming up. So we'll get to hear about lots of important and exciting things. So please join us here on Zoom if you can. And otherwise, announcements are in the bulletin and the weekly newsletter. Please stay connected to us so we can stay connected to you. Beloved, as you go, may the burning sun with golden beam rise in your souls each morning and kiss your forehead and tell you that you are ready for all that the day holds, for all that this life holds, and that you alongside your maker are a participant in the work of justice and love. May la roca de tu salvación, the rock of your salvation, hold you steady. Peace today and every day.